Morning, Rob. Me, what's up?
Hey, Jenna, long time to speak. I was calling you very briefly. I have a little issue going on with an aide. It's not like a big thing, but I mean, it's a big thing. I know that we have a link for them to fill in the direct deposit number. Okay, so she was like complaining this morning, like, hey, I didn't receive it. And when I check on the direct deposit, it shows me that there is an account number that is not mine. And I said, okay, but let's check it out. You made any changes recently? She said, yes, I fill out the link. And then what I was able to see is that's just one digit that has been maybe misspelled by her. I mean, let her know, hey, like, maybe you entered the wrong digit on the second last number of the account. It should be 6369, 6359. And it's 6369. So in these situations, you know what we can do. I mean,
Okay,
she.
so is the issue is probably with the account number, not the routing number, correct?
Yeah, it will be the account number. I'm checking also the account routing number 03110064 9 03110064 9. Yeah, only the account number.
So the way, so she needs to We need to update the direct deposit, but the way it works is like this, and you could stop me if you know what I'm saying already. When you the way a direct deposit works, as opposed to just, let's say, a Cash App, Zelle, whatever you use, like a payment, the a direct deposit is not the same as when you send someone money from your bank using your phone. The way a direct deposit works, especially in America, is that it's officially payroll, and the payroll company sends the payment to the Federal Reserve Bank, literally to the government. The government withholds the taxes and sends it to the bank, using the routing number. When the bank receives it, they say, okay, we received it from the routing number. Let's look at the account number. And if the account number is active, then they've just deposited. If the account doesn't exist, which is often the case with if it's one digit off, they don't do the accounts one digit after another. The way accounts work is it's like there's like a 16 number difference between each account or something like that. That's why the account numbers are so long. So if the account doesn't exist or it's closed, then the bank will send the money back to where it came from, which takes 2 to 3 business days. Usually we see it Monday night, Tuesday. So at this point, the money was sent where she told us to send it. If she entered her direct deposit information incorrectly, unfortunately, we didn't do anything wrong. She's told us the wrong place. There's a 95% chance that it will come back. If and when it comes back, then we will reissue it to the updated direct deposit. Okay? We'll contact her as soon as it comes back as well, of course. However, if for some reason that missing digit went to someone else's account, there's very little we can do because the money was sent where she told us to send it.
Okay, so she will need to arrange it with her bank directly if
No,
it's the
there's
wrong
nothing
account.
she can do even with her bank because
Oh,
we sent
but
the
she was
money.
still.
The money is out of our account, sent to the account that she told us to send it to. You understand?
No, I got you. I got
Right
you.
now, it's a 95% chance it comes back because one digit off, 99% of the time is not a real account number and it'll be returned. So what you have to tell her is she has to wait until the bank returns the money because we paid.
No, I got you. I got you.
Yeah,
The
to
thing
the
is that,
place. You got to understand, we paid to
yeah,
the place
I do
she told
understand.
us to. If we made the mistake, of course, I'll like overnight a check or something and I'll deal with it after.
No,
But
I got you.
when the aide tells us to send it to the wrong account, then we have to wait to get the money back from the bank, which will almost certainly happen Monday or Tuesday. At that point, we will update her direct deposit and reissue it on the following payroll. Unfortunately, we can't even cut a check for a very simple reason. The money was already taken out of our account and sent to where she asked us to. So we're not going to send out more money until we're sure that we get ours back. Even though it's a 99% chance that we get it back, it's not the point. The point is the money is out already. Okay? And you have to say, so it's you shouldn't worry, but unfortunately, since you gave us the wrong direct deposit number, you have to wait for the bank to return it, which will almost certainly happen. She can't even contact the bank because the account number that she gave us is not hers. They're not going to talk to her about something else. Even if it's not a real account number, they're not going to tell her anything. They only talk to you about your account. So we've got to sit and make and wait for it to come back. If it doesn't come back, there are ways for us to try to pull it back.
I got you.
But
yeah,
it's
that's
rare.
That's why on the Excel 4 says entire remainder on calculated method, right? Because it's all sent
entire
to the federal one.
Just means the whole check.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Normally, when they fill out the form for direct deposit, it goes straight to Excel 4s, right?
No. It gets entered by HR. But we copy-paste it, so it's very hard to mess it up.
Okay. All right. So I'll let her know, okay?
Yeah, so tell her, here's the story. The money was sent to the, using the information that you gave us. The routing number, if the routing number is no good, the direct deposit will come back on Thursday night. It won't go through because a routing number identifies a specific bank.
I got
if the
you.
Routing
got you.
Number
Not,
is
95%
good,
chance.
Right. If the routing number is good, but the account number is bad, then you have to wait till next. Then I would know already if the routing number was bad. If the routing number is good, the account is bad, we have to wait for it to come back. And again, for one digit off, it will always come back. No banks, you know, they don't give people account numbers 107, 108, 109. It's not how it works. They're like 23 digits off on each bank. Credit cards are the same thing. They don't have, like, one person has the card with the first 12 digits exactly the same, and then the last four digits are like one off. It doesn't work like that. They have multiple differences. You can't just mess up one account. It won't go to someone else's. They don't want you accidentally entering someone else's account. So if you missed a digit or you messed up on one digit, it's going to bounce. I've only seen it one time in the probably hundreds of thousands of direct deposits that I've sent out now that it didn't come back. It's very rare.
Okay. So I'm going to give her a call and let her know what's going on. I have three questions. I have two other questions now. I've been having like some of the caregivers ask me and also the patients, like, what are the benefits of working with us? I know that we don't offer PTO, that's fine.
We don't
but like they
PTO
are asking
currently.
Mainly, yeah, they're asking about insurance from
we
our
do
side.
Offer insurance, which aid specifically? We do offer insurance. There's two points where you can sign up. One is after 60 days of your employment, and the other is in November, I believe. So in November, there's open sign up for insurance. However, what I would recommend doing is sending Arlita an email that XYZ Aid is requesting more information about insurance. She'll be back Monday. She's on vacation. She'll be back Monday and she'll call them.
Okay, gotcha. In November, email to Arlita.
I believe it's either October or November. I don't remember. But there's
but it's just once a year normally.
It's called open enrollment. If you're an active aide, right, then there's only three times you're allowed to sign up to insurance. One is during the month before the plan started, which is like it's called open enrollment. It's you have a 30-day period where you can sign people up for the plan. The second is when they start. In this case, it's 60 days after they start because they're trial workers. They're not full employees until after 60 days. And the third is a life-changing event, like you lost your current insurance or you had a kid. Those are the three times that you could sign up to our insurance. You have to keep in mind, our insurance plan is about as basic as it gets. We have it because we're required to have it by law. Any business in America that has more than, I think, 20 employees or something is required to have a health plan. There's a few different tiers, and there's a network that's only really good in the Philadelphia area, but we do offer a health plan, yes.
Oh, okay. That will be pretty much what the benefits that we offer besides just like the rates, the flexible
I'll
one,
send
and
you,
the.
I'll have HR send out to Arango and have it distribute to the coordinators over there. The flyer for the insurance. Okay,
Gotcha.
for more information about it, I'll get it out to you guys.
Perfect. And just to let you go, I have a case. The name of the case, let me tell you. Letting you go. It's Myra Jones. So the patient was, I guess I tagged you. Someone named Dominic Spain.
That's the caregiver or the client?
That's the caregiver. Literally, they have them set up. They have her set up like as of this week, and the client is Dolores Jones.
Dominic Spain. I see that. Yep, what about them?
Yeah, she is willing to start, but I'm not like, I mean, normally I have like that prior like mindset when I was in committee that when if we don't define a rate, I don't put her on
She's
schedule still.
already active with a rate of 1450 in HHA. She is active.
1450. Yeah, because she didn't
1450.
know that, so.
No, her rate is put in at 1450, and it was put in effective today. So, how many hours is she planning on working?
And she's gonna work 56 hours per week.
That's fine. Yeah, I think Tamidi approved this yesterday and discussed it with her. But she's at 1450 with an overtime rate of 2175, I think.
Okay, gotcha. That's what I wanted to define to start working on the master weekend stuff.
Yep.
All
Yeah, the
right.
rate's already in. You can just put her in.
No problem, no problem. I'll let her know and start talking about the schedule and stuff. Just plug in, okay? Thank you, Jonah.
No problem.
All right, later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.